Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. We're back again. Hope you guys have been good. We have another episode. This is the third episode of the series that we just started, People. The first episode was Life and Times of a Few Individuals, Anna Sophia Williams, Emily Blaze, Daniel Akintoye, and a few other people. The second episode was a few weddings, and then very interesting actually, from the 19th century and also I think early 20th century as well. But this time we are going to be taking weddings further down into the 1930s and 1940s. So just sit, relax, and then we'll be up with our first wedding. So not to waste too much of your time, let's get right into it. The first wedding we're going to be talking about, it's a wedding which held at Togwell Memorial Church, Bishop Togwell's Memorial Church in Lagos Island, which is off Odunlami Street. Miss Iboeli weds Mr. Okafor, Mr. MC Okafor of the Postmaster General's Office, and also who was a junior brother to Mr. R.O. Okafor of the Police Department in Enugu. He got married to Miss MC Iboeli, who was until at the point of their marriage a school mistress at the CMS Central School in Abagana, Onitsha. And she was also the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. J.O. Iboeli of the CMS Mission Abagana. So the service was conducted by the Venerable Archdeacon S.C. Phillips. He tied the knot, and then he was assisted by the catechist in charge of the church, Mr. R.C. Muluku. The bride, Miss Iboeli, was given away by Mr. J.A. Emelife. She actually carried a bouquet of lilies. The marriage register was witnessed by Mrs. G.N. Okwegu, J.R. Shadia, F.A.O. Iwobi, Y.A.A. Eleto, E. Okoye Mochu, J.A. Emelife, who gave away the bride, R.C. Moloku, the catechist in charge, M.N. Adum, and James O. Indi. So after the service, a group photograph was taken immediately, and at the ceremony of the cake and wine, which followed at, that's basically the reception, which followed at 102 Tokumbo Street, Mr. J.U.O.K.K. was the chairman, and then Mr. L.A. Nkedive was the sub-chairman, kind of like MC and co-MC. And then the toast of the bride and bridegroom was proposed by Mr. F.A.O. Iwobi, to which the bridegroom responded. So one thing as well is that different toasts are usually given. So like somebody says, oh, toast to the bridegroom, and then somebody else responds, toast to the bride, somebody else responds. Just could be anybody from the guest or crowd. It also kind of like happened as well during farewell dinners for individuals in the 19th and early 20th century as well, or farewell dinners for a merchant who were leaving Lagos for good, or a merchant, or people who were going on education to the UK, study medicine or law, at a farewell dinners or soirees. So there was also a presentation of a book which was made to the newly wedded couple by four representatives of the 4th Lagos Golden Arrow Crew of Rovers. So not less than 20 telegrams of congratulations were also received by the couple during the period that prayers, toasts and speeches went on. So people, guests included Mrs. Teju Made Ademola, M.A. Branco, and Mrs. Josephine Durand, who were the hostesses. Also, those who attended as well, who attended the wedding and reception included Mr. and Mrs. M.N. Adun, Mr. and Mrs. J. A. Emelife, Mr. and Mrs. A. Okechukwu, Ms. Dams J. C. Amadi, J. R. Shadia, and P. M. Osakwe, Mrs. M. A. O. Imodu, B. N. Onwusobulu, Peter E. Ulisa, S. P. Wilhelm, C. Eniton Brown, C. Adesonya, D. G. Princeville, H. J. Ekberigi, G. M. Okoka, I. A. Olagbaye, S. N. Oku, F. O. Chekwas, S. O. Okeke, D. Ote, H. U. Osakwe, Mrs. M. B. Banjoko, C. S. A. Damelda, J. D. Adebowale, D. U. Menukaya, J. N. Okoye, F. N. Achoru, J. U. A. Obiekwe, and M. O. Nwokolo. So the next wedding we're going to be talking about took place at Holy Cross Cathedral on the 21st of November 1941, and it was a wedding that kind of like showed the representation of the Lebanese community. It was between Miss Tania Saliba and Mr. Halim A. Elias. Miss Tania Saliba was the sister of Messrs. Assad and Paul Saliba, who were Lebanese traders at Ereko Street, and Mr. Halim Ayub Elias was a trader at Victoria Street. Reverend Father J. Galvin, who was the rector of Holy Cross, was the celebrant of the Mass, and he also tied the nuptial knot. Mr. P. A. Afolabi played on the organ. So after the service, the couple repaired to the sacristy where, as usual was the custom, they signed the marriage register, which was witnessed by Mrs. N. J. Chakra and A. Saliba, Mesdames A. Fadi and M. Elias. The reception of the wedding took place at number 126 Victoria Street, where the customary ceremony of the cake and wine took place. Mr. N.J. Chakra proposed the only toast of the bride and bridegroom, to which the latter responded. Among those who were present, the guests that were invited and attended were Mr. and Mrs. F.J. Nabhan, Mr. and Mrs. D. Shah, Captain and Mrs. F. Kent, and Dr. E. Calaf, Mrs. Eric Omar, Michael Elias, Antonio Adtrib, G. Abud, George Gazal, A. Rosek, L. M. Edwards, J. Chantler, K. A. Mata, Abraham Arab, A. Yunus, Mansur Habib, A. Rosek, M. C. Fatal, A. W. Van der Hoek, A. Khalil, A. W. Barakat, Zaki Saidi, George Ashka, J. Taya, Tufik Elias, and I. Taba were also in attendance. Ms. Philip Saliba, Barbara Elias, and Ms. M. Ashka were also in attendance of the wedding and the reception, which took place at Victoria Street. Also, marriages at the Saint Anna Court Registry, which took place in November. There were five couples that filed notices as well. Mr. Emmanuel Edem Odo, who was a clerk in Holy Orders, living at number 1 Alagbeji Street, Lagos. He wedded Miss Caroline Iyinka Sani, a trader of the same address as well. Mr. Spencer Babalola Williams, surveyor, age 32, residing at Ibadan. He wedded Miss Catherine Olayemi Alda, 26, who was residing at 5 Odunlami Street. Samuel Olatunji Johnson, a printer, 27 years, resident of 73 Pate Street, Ebutemeta, who wedded Miss Clarice Adeyinka Shilon, schoolmistress, age 23, and was a resident of number 3 Oyekon Road, Yaba. Mr. Samuel Fehintola Makinde, 26-year-old schoolmaster who was a resident of number 2 Olonode Street, Yaba, he wedded Miss Adelaide Florence Omowumi Jones, seamstress, 21 years, resident of 14 Kester Lane, Francis Olufolan Okoka, clerk, 22 years old, who was a resident of number 5 Okwawo Street, wedded Miss Caroline Segilola Oladeinde, schoolmistress, 21 years of age and resident of number 26 Oroyin Street, Lagos. So weddings as well occurred at the Santa Ana registry as well, aside from that which people were tied in holy matrimony in churches at the Holy Cross Cathedral Church of Christ, St. Paul's, and other churches in Lagos. The next wedding we're going to be highlighting is that of Margaret Adebambo Oshinubi. She wedded Isaac Adeoye Adebolade at number 58 Jeba Street, Ebutemeta. Mr. Isaac Adeoye was a resident of 129 Griffith Street, Ebutemeta. The wedding started with a group photograph, and Mrs. W. O. Fagbo conducted the ceremony. After Mr. J. S. Oshinubi, who was the father of the bride, he had done the prayers for and then blessed the couple in native fashion. Mr. A. Ade Oshinubi, who was the brother of the bride, he proposed the toast of the family, which was responded to by Mrs. W. Fagbo. She was the sponsor of the bride, and Mr. J.B. Adeyemi. After the singing of a wedding anthem, the function was brought to a close with a short prayer by Mr. J.B. Adeyemi. And among those who were present were Ms. Dames J.A. Ladipo, H.A. Alashe, and Miss M.A. Oshinubi. Interesting. The next wedding is that of Caroline S.C. Johnstone. She wedded Mr. Joseph Eboy Wilcox at the Cathedral Church of Christ in September 1941. Miss Caroline S.C. Johnstone was the daughter of Mr. Duncan Johnstone, and Mr. Joseph Eboy Wilcox was an employee of the African Hospital in Lagos Island. The ceremony was performed by the Venerable Samuel Charles Philip S.C. Phillips and Mr. V.O. Ogumefun of His Majesty's Customs, as Customs Department, was the best man. Ms. Bola Festus attended on the bride. When the church ceremony started, the bride was led to the church by her uncle, Mr. J.G. Kwasi Adadevo, of the West African Soap Company, Apapa, who also gave her away. And at the end of the service, the contracting parties, as usual custom, repaired to the vestry, where their signatures were witnessed by Dr. and Mrs. Isaac Ladipo Oluwole, Mr. and Mrs. J.W. Kofi Duncan, Mrs. M.E. Dali, Messrs. J.G.K. Adadevo, A.K. Jikunu, and Ms. A. Christian and A. Atkins. The reception took place at the residence of the bride, number 51 Iboshere Road, where Mr. J.W. Duncan was the master of ceremonies. He was the master of ceremonies, and Mr. J.G.K. Adadevo proposed the toast of the bride and bridegroom, to which the latter responded. Among those who were present included Mr. and Mrs. Harris, Mr. and Mrs. K. Smith, Mrs. S.J. Coker, M.A. Shanu, S. O. Bailey, S. O. Wright, R. A. Thomas, P. Y. J., J. Amidu, J. D. Morrison, and A. Gansalu. Ms. Dames Elquist, R. Silvers, A. Anderson, R. Dixon, M. O. Vaughn, S. Silva, C. A. Quartez, A. Smith, and J. S. McGregor were also guests that attended. Mrs. M.I.S.S.E.S., P.T. George, A. Morrison, B. Daly, and A. Atkins were also in attendance of the wedding ceremony between Caroline E. Johnstone and Joseph Eboy Wilcox. The next wedding we are going to highlight as well took place in September 1941. It was the wedding of Mr. Festus Ogunbanjo and Miss Bernice Modupe Ola Okoye. Mr. Festus was an employee of the CMS Press. The marriage took place at St. David's Church, Okesuno, St. David's Anglican Church. The bride was dressed in white satin, and she was led to the church by her cousin, Mr. M.C. Aino, and was given away by Mrs. Alice Ogundipe. Reverend J.H.A. Ogunro officiated. He was assisted by Reverend D.K. Ashekun, and there was a robed choir in attendance with Mr. L. Sofoluwe at the organ. After the ceremony, the signatories to the marriage register included Ms. Alice Ogundipe, B.A. Ashekun, Mrs. D. Ade Onojobi, L. Ajibola, and M.C. Aino. Immediately after the ceremony, the bride and bridegroom left to train for Wasimi Station, so there was no reception. A presentation was made to the bridegroom by the choir of St. David's Church and the Fifth Lagos Rovers of Echo Boys High School. Next wedding. Miss, the wedding at Wesley Church, Olorogbowo, between Miss Christiana Omolake Ojo and Mr. Emmanuel Akinwumi Williams. Mr. Emmanuel Akinwumi Williams was an employee of the Accountant General's Department. The bride, Miss Christiana Omolake Ojo, was the daughter of the late Mr. E.A. Ojo, and the bridegroom was the son of His Lordship the Right Reverend J. Shotayo and Mrs. Williams. She was led into the church. Christiana Ojo was led into the church leaning on the arm of her brother, Mr. E.A. Ojo. She was led into the church under the strains of the bridal hymn, in quotes, "The voice that breathed over Eden." Reverend Moses Odade officiated, and Mr. Olayinka King Paul played on the organ with a rope choir in attendance. At the close of the service, the contracting parties, as is usual custom, they repaired to the vestry where the marriage register was signed, and those that were witnesses included Mrs. E. Eusebius James Alexander Taylor, Olumuyiwa Jibowu, J.H. Glover Willoughby, A.T.O. Makinde, Mr. and Mrs. J.A.O. Holloway, Mrs. Ellen S. King, Reverend E.M. Olufode, Mrs. A.S. Makonju, Messrs. E.O. and E. Agbola Ojo, and the best man, Mr. O. Van der Poel. The reception took place at the Yoruba Tennis Club Hall at King George V Park, Onikan, where the customary ceremony of the cake and wine took place as with usual custom, and presentations were made to the bridegroom by the Young Ladies Progressive Union and the Young Men Christian League of the Wesley Church, Olobo, of which he was the organist, chairman, and founder, respectively. Among those that were present at the wedding included Dr. and Mrs. Akionla Maja, Mr. and Mrs. F.I. George, Mr. and Mrs. H.O. Davies, Mr. and Mrs. Ayo Richards, The next wedding we are going to be looking at, also from 1941, September, was that of Mr. John Eiley Crunch, who was a master at King's College Lagos. He got married at Christiansburg Gold Coast to Miss Esmeralda Steinert. She was a former store assistant of Mrs. K. Chelleram and Co. at Accra. They were married at the Presbyterian Ebenezer Chapel at Christiansburg. In the presence of a very large crowd of ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend H. Annan officiated, while Dr. John S. George Warman, who was also on leave from Nigeria, was the best man, had to represent his guy. The bride was the daughter of Mr. T. A. Stenner of Accra, and she was educated at the Wesleyan Girls High School, Cape Coast. And the bridegroom was the nephew of Mr. T. W. Quarte of Accra, Q-U-A-R-T-E-Y. Mr. Crunch, on completing his course at King's College, Lagos, entered higher college, from whence, by aid of government scholarship, he proceeded to University College Exeter, where he also studied. The bride, tall and slender, wore a white satin gown overlining the long, beautiful trail, carried an attractive bouquet of sweet roses, and leaned on the arms of her father, Mr. T.A. Stenner, who later gave her away. And as usual custom, those that were present included Mr. Justice Woolhouse Bannerman, Mrs. Vernon Buckle, actually Messrs. Vernon Buckle, H.H. Mam, M.B.E., E.C. Quist, C.W.K. Norman, G.W. Shandorf, and J.E. Mingu. Those inclusive of the guests were Mrs. M.I.S.S.E.S., Edith Shaw, Juliana Steiner, Bannerman, Okansi, Mesdames E.C. Quist, A.G. Loco, Kate Mensah, and T. Swanicker. Wedding at the Gold Coast. The next wedding we're going to be looking at was also September of 1941 at Onitsha, between Mr. Elright Quento of the Bank of British West Africa and Miss Agon Menkiti, who was the granddaughter of the late Obi Okosi. They got married at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Onitsha. The service was conducted by Reverend Father D.P.O. Calogan, and immediately after the service, reception followed in the schoolroom. Mr. P.H. Okolo was the chairman, and Mr. Tim O. Okaka was the master of ceremonies, the MC. The toast of the bride and bridegroom was proposed by Mr. L.O.V. Anyonwu and responded to by the bridegroom. Among those present were Messrs. Wan Nole Ebunna, P.O. Anatogu, M.N. Mora, Edmund Ebunna, C.E. Winfu, P.H. Onwuazo, P.I. Azikiwe, F.U. Chukwudebelu, Etube Okoloji, J.O. Quento, F.O. Uyanwa, G.M. Emeagweli, John Tinefia Juna, J.N. Ndulwe, Mr. and Mrs. F.A.N. Tagbo, Mr. and Mrs. Okabwe, Mrs. M.I.S.S.E.S., Cecilia Chukuma, P. Obinwa, Rosetta Mbanugo, Christiana Odukwe, Angelina Emembo, Josephine Okocha, Mwanki Atuanya, Fueb Akosa, and Victoria Asika. Next up, the wedding we're going to be talking about is the wedding of Mr. Gregory Okwego and Miss Josephine Nwigwe Okochichi Okoye at Holy Cross Cathedral. The marriage ceremony took place at Holy Cross Cathedral between Gregory Okwego of the Post and Telegraphs Department, Engineering Branch, and Miss Josephine N. Okochichi Okoye. She was the daughter of Mr. Okochichi Okoye of Enugu-Oka. The Reverend Father F.M. Halting officiated and was assisted by Reverend Father Layode. Refreshments followed in the residence of the bridegroom at number 160 Bambo Oshie Street, Lagos, and was attended by a very large number of ladies and gentlemen, kind of like to testify of the level of importance that they held in society. The presentation of a big holy Bible was made to the bride and bridegroom by the Nimo Brotherhood Society Lagos branch, of which Mr. Okwego was a prominent member. Among those present were Mr. and Mrs. L.I. Okoye, Messrs. L.A. Nkedive, A.N. Ngene, J.C. Emadi, Mr. and Mrs. W.O. Anene, Mr. and Mrs. G. Utupo, Mr. and Mrs. J. Uzoka, Mr. and Mrs. P.O. Onuchi, Mr. and Mrs. Nwangu, Mr. and Mrs. E.O. Mochu, Mr. and Mrs. P.M. Osakwe, Mr. and Mrs. J.O. Okafor, Mr. and Mrs. Agusiobo, Messrs. M.N. Adun, M.C. Okafor, J. Aronu, R.N. and Sedobe, S.O. Nwansu, J. Nwanse, W.E.O.B., Mrs. S.A. Okosa, Eme Elife, Messrs. A.N. Okechukwu, F.N. Achoru, S. Okwego, M. Okolo, C.C.P. Okoro, J. Okoye, and Mrs. A.M. Ngene. Up next is the wedding of Foster, Latre Lawson, and Mr. John C. Amusu, which took place at the Holy Cross Cathedral in October of 1941. Mr. John Camillo Amusu was an employee of the Public Works Department headquarters. The wedding ceremony at Holy Cross Cathedral was tied by Reverend Father T.J. Moran, and Mr. Peter Afolabi presided on the organ. The sponsors were Mr. and Mrs. A. Adewumi, and Mr. Olu Onabolu was the best man. Natives of Togoland, resident in Lagos, mustered strong at the service, the bride being a native of Lome. At the end of the service, the contracting parties, as usual custom, repaired to the sacristy, where their signatures to the marriage register were witnessed by Mr. and Mrs. F. Mensa Lawson, Mr. and Mrs. C. B. Amusu, Mr. and Mrs. M. A. Shosilva, Mr. and Mrs. A. O. Wilson, Mr. and Mrs. Dunstan da Silva, Mr. and Mrs. V. Andrew, Mr. P. Afolabi, and the sponsors. The reception took place at the Forrester Centenary Hall on Odunami Street, where Mr. V. Ade Allen was the master of ceremonies. And the principal toast was proposed by Mr. P. O. Cardoso, MSc, to which the bridegroom responded. An address accompanied with gifts was given to the bridegroom by the Ravens Club Nigeria. And among those present included Honorable H.S.A. Thomas, Dr. A. Adefolu, Mr. and Mrs. T. Uthman, Mr. and Mrs. A. Opembo, Messrs. A. J. Marinho Jr., L. Duro Emmanuel, Lidio Duro Emmanuel, H.B. Lawson, and then a host of other people as well, which included Theodore Amusu, C.A. Isaacs, T.A. Cole, P.B. and E.A. John, Mesdames Ayo Manua, P. Santos, T.S. Johnson, and A. Kasumu, Mrs. Bola Johnson, Kofole, Bao da Silva, E. Vincent, Sena Pedro, Isho Silva, and Y. Shokenu were also in attendance of the wedding ceremony. In October as well of 1941, the wedding ceremony of Faustina Aduni Willoughby with Adeboye Shobai Olumuyiwa Koka was solemnized at the St. Anna Court Registry. Miss Faustina Aduni Willoughby was the daughter of Mr. A.E. Willoughby of Post and Telegraphs Department. Mr. Adeboye Shobai Olumuyiwa Koka was an employee of the UTC and son of Jacob Kehinde Koka, the popular planter of Agege, J.K. Koka. The ceremony was performed by His Worship Mr. Olumuyiwa Jibowu, who was the principal registrar of marriages, after which the marriage certificate was witnessed by Messrs. J.K. Koka, J.H. Glover Willoughby, G. Koka William, and D.O. Willoughby, Mesdames Victoria O. Harding, B.O. Johnson, and A. Bola Joko. And another marriage which was also solemnized at the St. Anna Court Registry was that of Miss Agatha Taiwo Lauton, daughter of Mr. A.B. Lauton and Mr. Edwin Oluremi Adebiyi. Mr. Edwin was an employee of the Land and Survey Department. The marriage certificate was witnessed by Mrs. S. Fekemo Johnson, C.T. Olumide, M.A. Noble, L.O. Sofoluwe, Akinola Edun, Mesdames F.A. Soiton, F.A. Delu, and Mr. Ari Cardoso, and the Registrar of Marriages. And elaborate receptions were held by the two bridal parties in their respective residences, which culminated the wedding ceremony. The next wedding we're going to be looking at, also October 1941, was that of Miss Janet Subulola Ajikeman and Philip Oladele Okesanjo. The marriage registry was also solemnized at the St. Anna Court Registry. It was performed by His Worship Mr. Olumuyiwa Jibowu, who was the principal registrar of marriages. After which, the marriage certificate was witnessed by Messrs. J.T. Mann, S.G.H. Sowande, E.A. Daniel, E.O. Lewis, A at Joe Moses, EA Additional, SA Boyle, RA Cardoso, and Miss EA Man. Also, the same day of the wedding of Miss JS Man and Filippo K. Sonjo at Santa Ana Registry was also the marriage ceremony of Miss Beatrice Olakumbi Samuel and Mr. Edward Adisa Falope, who was an employee of the Land and Survey Department. The certificate was witnessed by Mrs. O. Octa Johnson, O. Salako, S.T. Macaulay, Joseph Tunde Macaulay, and R.A. Cardoso, who was Registrar of Marriages. Next up is the wedding ceremony of Moses Olatunji Oyemade and Miss Modupe Ibidapo Okunri Bido, which took place at Emmanuel Church Isoyin Ijebu Ode. It was a very grand wedding. Mr. Moses was an employee of the Account Branch General Post Office Lagos, and Miss Modupe Ibidapo Okunri Bido until recently was a schoolmistress at the CMS Girls School in Lagos. She was also the daughter of the Reverend and Mrs. A. Okunri Bido. The bride carried a bouquet of natural flowers. She was escorted to the church by her father and was met at the entrance by the choir. Reverend Canon I.B. Ogunmefun, assisted by Reverend D.A. Olaitan, M.A. Otenaike, A.A. Efunkoya, S.O. Dutola, D.A. Williams, and Payne officiated. There was a robe choir and the service was fully choral. Mr. I.A. Olagbaye of the Postmaster General's Office, Lagos, was the best man, and Miss Mabel Okunri Bido was the chief bridesmaid. The bride and bridegroom later repaired to the vestry as with usual custom, where the signatures to the register were witnessed by the officiating ministers, Reverend and Mrs. A. Okunri Bido, Chief J. O. Paul Oyemade, Messrs. G. A. and J. K. Oyemade, I. A. Olagbaye, C. O. Asenuga, Ms. Dames A. Sojinri, A. Ogundikpe, E. W. Neye, A. Oyemade, and Reverend J. A. Ido. The reception took place in the schoolroom of the Emmanuel Church, where Reverend A. A. Efunkoya, M. A., principal of Ijebude Grammar School at the time, acted as the master of ceremonies. The only toast of the day was proposed by Mr. B.A. Adelaja, B.A., to which the bridegroom responded. An address and a book were presented to the bridegroom by the Ijebu Ife Baptist Association of Lagos. And then among those present included the Dr. the Honorable N.T. Olusoga, Messrs. D.A. Oduwayimbo, J.T. Ayatuga, A.B. Asiru, S.K. Oshun, J.O. Osisomi, S.O. Oliwo, S.C. Hassan, N.O. Okunri Bido, S.O. Igodaru, B.A., J.F. Ososami, Reverend J.A. Idowu, and A. Sojinri. Also included in the guest list were Mrs. J.O. Sanwo Okosonya, F.O. Odufuwa, Odutayo Onayemi, J.F. Ogunde, Onabanjo, Ms. Dames Olusoga, J.S. Ogunlesi, Ogundipe, Oyeshino, and Mr. and Mrs. Soyonwu. Next up is the wedding ceremony. There's a wedding ceremony between Next up is the wedding ceremony between Sorry, just a second. Yeah. Next up is the wedding ceremony between Mr. John Chief Abenake with Miss Joanna Teresa Daffy in the Holy Cross Cathedral, Lagos. This was held in November of 1941. Mr. John Chief Abenake, who was an employee of His Majesty's Customs, and Miss Joanna Theresa Daffy, until recently at that time, of the Catholic convent Warri. She was also the daughter of Mr. E.O. Daffy of His Majesty's prison, Enugu. The ceremony was performed, the neutral rites was performed by the Reverend Father J. Galvin. Mr. D. A. Oposoi of the CMS Grammar School was the best man, and Miss Marge Myers was the chief bridesmaid. At the reception, which was followed immediately at the Royal Cinema Theatre, Mr. M. A. Ekwagu of His Majesty's Customs acted as the MC, the Master of Ceremonies. The toast of the bride and bridegroom was proposed by Mr. T. E. A. Salubi, and it was responded to by the bridegroom. An address which was read by Mr. D. A. Oposoi was presented with a pause to the bridegroom by the Robo Progress Union Lagos. Among those who were present were Mrs. J. W. Oboimai, J. E. Odiete, J. Okitipi, M. O. Binitie, J. M. Idowu, Mrs. Mary Jones, Maria, and Veronica Abenake. Also in the same month of November was a marriage ceremony that was solemnized at the Saint Anna Court Registry between Benjamin Ajayi Jonah and Violet Alice M. Dem. Mr. Benjamin, 48 years of age, was a clerk of the Post and Telegraphs Department, Lagos, and Miss Violet Alice, 33 years. The ceremony was performed by His Worship Mr. Olumuyiwa Jibowu, Principal Registrar of Marriages, after which the marriage certificate was witnessed by Mr. and Mrs. C.H. Rossa, Mrs. H.O. Morgan, and R.A. Cardoso, who was the Registrar of Marriages. The reception took place in the bridal party's residence at 28 King George Avenue, Yaba, which is now Herbert Macaulay Road. Herbert Macaulay Avenue. Herbert Macaulay Way. Herbert Macaulay Way, Avenue or Road. Next up is a wedding between Juliana T. Olude and Michael Ajayi, which was solemnized at St. Jude's Anglican Church, Ebutemeta, which is currently Cathedral of St. Jude, Lagos mainland. Miss Juliana Tino Ade Olude was the daughter of Mr. James Adeni Olude, who was an egba trader at Aton Ota District. And she was until recently at the time a schoolmistress at the Ago Ijaye Methodist School, Ebutemeta. Mr. Michael Ayodele Ajayi was the son of late Mr. Omitonade Ajayi of Lisa Compound, Kemta, Abeokuta, and he was an employee of the Royal Exchange Assurance, Lagos. After the service, the bridal repaired with their party, with the guests, repaired to the vestry as the usual custom, where their signatures to the marriage register were witnessed by Mrs. C. O. Dedeke, Mrs. J. A. Ulude, E. B. Adeshegun, G. S. Adelikpede, O. Adetutu, S. A. Adeshino, L. I. B. Joda, J. F. Odunjo, B. A. Falola, and C. A. Sueton. And amongst those that included the guests, aside from those aforementioned, were Omoba Adelukba Ogunmokun, Messrs. W. O. Payne, A. T. Ariori, S. M. Goriola, and S. A. A. Ajibola. Next up is the wedding between Esther Modupe Ibidun Bankole and Alfred Oko, which was solemnized at the St. Anna Court Registry. Mr. Alfred Olajide Ko was an employee of Shell Company of West Africa Limited, and Esther Modupe Ibidun Bankole was the daughter of Joseph B. Bankole. The ceremony was performed by Mr. Olumuyiwa Jibowu, Principal Registrar of Marriages, after which the marriage register was signed. Witnesses to the register included Mrs. J.B. Bankole, Joseph B. Bankole, J.M. George, E.A. Ko, and R.A. Cardoso, Registrar of Marriages. The reception took place at the bride's residence, 28 Thomas Street, Lagos. Also, marriage included around the period, around the same period of Esther and Alfred, was that of Miss Babiana Olakweju Akinsonwo and Mr. Lawrence Olukeinde at Holy Cross Cathedral. Mr. Lawrence Olukeinde was an employee of Princess Stores Lagos. The bride was dressed in velvet and she carried a bouquet of natural flowers, and she was given away by her uncle, Mr. A.A. Obalano. Miss E.B. Ferreira attended upon the bride, and Mr. D.K. Ayivo of the Lagos Town Council acted as the best man. Reverend Father M. Halton celebrated the mass and tied the nuptial knot, while Mr. Peter A. Afolabi played on the organ. After the service, as we usual custom, the couple repaired to the sacristy for the signing of the marriage register, which was witnessed by their immediate friends and relatives. The reception took place at 15 Cow Lane, where Mr. Peter Afolabi acted as the master of ceremonies, and the principal toast was proposed by Mr. J.S. Williams, to which the bridegroom responded. The guests included Mr. and Mrs. N.O. Shokpeju, Messrs. A. Ajala, A.O. Adekweba, A. Shokpeju, C.R. Craig, B. Odedino, E.O. Omolodu, and D.J. Shogaolu, Mr. S.O. Sheremeku, R.J. Shadiya, and H.O. Adebesin, Mrs. S. Soneku, T.C. Sonia, T. Martins, and H. Adebesin were also among the guests that attended the wedding and reception. The next wedding we'll be highlighting as well. Is that of Mr. Emmanuel Omoniyi Sokehinsi and Gladys Durojaye Kofoworola Savage, which was solemnized at Tinubu Methodist Church. Mr. Emmanuel Omoniyi Sokehinsi was a tutor at Abeokuta Grammar School. Ms. Gladys Durojaye Kofoworola Savage was a seamstress and daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Theophilus Savage. The bride was escorted to the church by her brother, Mr. Tunde Savage, and the Reverend E. Williams officiated, and the organist of the church presided on the organ. Mr. GMO Koka was the best man. And after the service, the bride and bridegroom repaired to the vestry as with usual custom, where the marriage register was witnessed by Mr. Messi Johnson, Victoria Martins, G. Obafemi, E. W. Neye, C. A. Thomas, D. Dr. A. Adefolu, Honorable Reverend Thomas Adeshino Jacobson Ogumbi, Mrs. Tunde Savage, G. M. Olukoka, G. A. Adekunle, A. A. Boyejo, S. O. Sole. The reception took place at the Foresters Hall, Odunlami Street, where the cutting of the bridal cake took place. Mr. E. B. Osibo was the master of ceremonies, and Mr. G. Ogunkoya proposed the toast of the bride and bridegroom, to which the bridegroom responded. A presentation of a book and a purse was made to the bride by Mrs. N.T. Edwin Cole on behalf of the Female Association of the Church. The following were present at the wedding: the Reverend Honorable Thomas Adeshina Jacobson Ogumbi, Dr. A. Adefolu, the Reverends J.H. Ogunau, C.A. Sowumi, B.A. Adelaja, Messrs. A.O. Thomas, S.O. Gundipe, T.O. Ejiwumi, J. Duro Odebumi, B. Adejokun, L. S. Thomas, Ms. S. L. A. Manua, Fibian Pudicom, A. Boyejo, C. Shilon, Mrs. Thomas Williams, Mudupe Boyeje, C. A. Olulode, and Nancy Koka. The wedding held in January of 1942. The next wedding we are going to be highlighting is that of Miss Ayodele O. Wilson with William O. Showande, which took place at St. Paul's Breadfruit in January of 1942 as well. Miss Ayodele Olayinka Wilson was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. A.S. Bankole Wilson. Mr. William Oluyinka Showande was a tutor at the CMS Grammar School and son of the late Reverend E.J. Showande and Mrs. C.A. Showande. The bride entered the church escorted by Dr. Isaac Ladipo Oluwole, son of Bishop Isaac Oluwole, and was given away by her father. She was attended by bridesmaid and maids of honor, Miss A. May being the chief bridesmaid, Mr. Osotuke Johnson played on the organ, and there was a rope choir in attendance, while Mr. Olusowande of the Land and Survey was the best man. Right Reverend Bishop A.B. Akinleye, the officiating priest, was assisted by Reverend Canon J. O. Lucas, Reverend C. A. Sowumi, W. O. Ayedun, D. K. Asekun, and R. A. Ashley Dejo. After the service, the couple repaired to the vestry as with usual custom, where their signatures in the marriage register were witnessed by their immediate friends and relatives. The reception took place at Glover Memorial Hall, and Dr. Isaac Ladipo Oluwole acted as the master of ceremonies, and the principal toast was proposed by Reverend Canon J. O. Lucas, to which the bridegroom responded. The police band was in attendance and supplied music during the intervals. An address with a gift was made to the bridegroom by the staff and scholars of St. Paul's Sabbath School Breadfruit. The guests included Dr. and Mrs. Kofo Abayomi, Dr. and Mrs. A. Oyejola, Reverend and Mrs. E. E. Williams, Mr. and Mrs. T. A. Johnson, Mr. and Mrs. Michael A. George, Mr. and Mrs. E. A. Pierce, Mr. and Mrs. F. B. Joseph, and Reverend and Mrs. T. O. Dedeke. Venerable Samuel Charles Phillips, Reverend M. O. Dada, H. N. Hunter, J. H. A. Ogunro, and Most Reverend Primate J. A. Lakeru. Messrs. Ayo Williams, G. Kingston Gomez, S. H. A. Baptist, S. B. Roberts, J. T. Nelson Cole, W. A. Savage, K. Balogu, O. S. Johnson, Olatunji Sowande, Dr. and Mrs. S. O. Phillips, Drs. A. Adefolu and O. A. Omololu, Ms. Adele Davis Johnson, Ibiru Onke Lucas, B. C. Oluwole, Ayo Manua, C. A. Sowumi, A. Adefolu, Fibian Koka, G. E. Roberts, Ebun Lucas, and E. A. Wakeman. Dr. Miss Abimbola Akerele, Mrs. Bola Joko Johnson, Titi Wilson, Ebun Meadows, Bertha Skerritt, M. Latunde, and Kofu Ambola Lee were also in attendance. The next wedding we're going to be looking at took place at Enugu, at the Roman Catholic Mission Convent Chapel, between Dr. J. O. Onyanchom and Miss Veronica C. Agusiobo at the convent, the new site Enugu Convent Chapel, new site Enugu. Reverend Father Anyogu said the nuptial mass and tied the knot. The bride wore an artistically cut frock in modern princess style and carried a bouquet of natural flowers, white lily of the valley, and was led to the chapel by Inspector I.O. Emeta, who gave her a wig. Mr. L.N. Mbanefo was the best man. Among the signatories to the register included Mrs. L.N. Mbanefo, I.O. Emeta, C. Ndaguba, M.O. Odita, and Mr. Sika. The reception took place in the schoolroom immediately, and Mr. J. A. Dixon was the master of ceremonies, and Mr. Nnamdi Azikiwe was the chairman. After the cutting of the cake, the only toast of the bride and bridegroom was proposed by Mr. Ofodili, and it was responded to by the bridegroom. The guests included Messrs. Ernest N. Ebuna, C. D. Onyama, D. C. Orakwe, P. O. Onyanwa, J. O. Onwuka, E. R. Noe, L. N. Asika, L. Amachi, I. O. Emeta, C. Ndaguba, and N. O. Edozie. The Onitsha Improvement Union presented an address and a post to Dr. Onyanchom, and the address was read by Mr. Chude. The last wedding we're going to be highlighting in this episode of People, the third episode, is that of Ms. Dorcas Adenibi and Mr. David Adeyemi Okuyemi, which was solemnized at Trinity Methodist Church, Tinubu Square. Ms. Dorcas Modupe until recently was a tutor at Methodist Girls High School, Lagos, and Mr. David Adeyemi Okuyemi was the headmaster of the Anglican School, Porogun, Ijebu Ode. Reverend E. E. Williams officiated, and he was assisted by Reverends J. A. Angus, S. A. Banjo, M. O. Dada, and E. A. Fowode, and Mr. J. O. Dabi presided at the organ. Mr. J. A. Adenuga was the best man. Miss Fumilayo Koka was the chief bridesmaid. The bride was escorted to the church by her uncle, Mr. J. O. Osinubi. After the service, the bride and bridegroom retired to the vestry, where the marriage register was witnessed by Mrs. J.B. Adenibi, J.M. Adenibi, O. Johnson, J.S. Odunaye, J.O. Ajibola, J.A. Adenuga, R.S.O. Senjobi, Mrs. F. Coca, L.L. Brown, Y. Messenger, A.E. Redhead, Reverend M. O. Dada, and S.A. Banjo, and Mrs. R.O. Rebanjo. The reception took place at the Methodist Boys High School, where Dr. Isaac Ladipo Oluwole was the master of ceremonies. Mr. J.O. Ajibola, tutor at the Abeokuta Grammar School, proposed the toast of the married couple to which the bridegroom responded. A presentation of an illuminated address was then made by Miss Beatrice Lawrence of the African Hospital to the bride on behalf of the Old Girls Association of the Methodist Girls High School. Those at the wedding guests included Messrs. J.A. Tade, D.A. Adenuga, J.J. Oguyemi, E.O. Okunaya, S.O. Odumosu, V.O. Odumosu, S.O. Sole, A.M. Adeko, S.A. Oyenuga of the Electrical Department, Public Works Department, and Mrs. J.L. Oshin, Mrs. L.I. Okuyomi, Ebun Odumosu, and Modupe Ogunberi, Ms. Janet Ayanike, R.A. Urebanjo, and J.L. Oshin. And that's it from the third episode of People, which we looked at weddings from 1940s, 1941, and 1942, respectively, across different churches and also the Saint Anna Registry, the Holy Cross, the Tinubu Methodist, Wesley Church Olorogbo, St. Paul's, and the Saint Anna Registry, as mentioned already. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes of this current series that we just started, you're definitely missing out. Make sure to go back to listen to the first and second episode, which is up on our podcast. You can find it on any podcast platforms: Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, and Co. Conversations with the Facade Nigeria is our podcast name. Don't forget, we're on Instagram, where we dish out interesting information and also interesting photos as well, never before seen photos as well, and backed up with interesting information, accurate information of certain events and individuals from different periods, 1860 till about 1960s and all that. On Instagram at the Facade Nigeria, THEFACADENIGERIA. Don't forget to share our podcast with family and friends. We'll see you guys when next we see you. Cheers.